Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 13th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pebeis, Masechta Kaloim, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Vov. Haroya Yerek Bakerem. Yerek Bakerem. If a person sees vegetables growing in a vineyard, and it was not with his knowledge, somehow it got planted there. Of Omar, and he said, Kisha Agiala, when I get to the vegetable, I'll make sure to pluck it out. I'll make sure to get it out of there. So he said that he'll pluck it out when he gets to it, even though in the meantime, till he gets to it, it might have increased 1/200th of its growth. That's the shear to make it osser in kilaim. 1/200th, that means 0.5% more it grew in the time he got to that yarak vegetable. Mutter. We still say it's mutter. It's permitted. Why? Because he has demonstrated that he doesn't want it to be existing. And it wasn't a matter of laziness. It's just that he was waiting till he gets to that. So he's not called a mekayim kilaim. He's not called a person who kept kilaim growing, which is also a problem. A person who specifically keeps kilaim growing, the halacha is asked to be burnt. But what happens if he stands next to the vegetable? He sees it there. He has an opportunity to uproot it. And he says, you know what? I'm going to go in for a cup of coffee. I'll come back later. Kisha echza alaktena. When I come back, I'll collect it. Now, the vegetable is growing, nourishing off the land where the vines are growing with his rotzen, with his knowledge. And he could have easily plucked it up, and he didn't. He was lazy. So then we apply the following test. Im hoisif bimosai. If until he came back and collected plucked up the vegetables or the seeds that was growing in the vineyard, if by the time he got there, it had already increased in growth by 1/200th or 0.5%, awesome. We say it's awesome or not. He is called a mekayim kilaim. He's called a person who purposely left kilaim glowing, where in such a case, that's the halacha. The halacha is, it's done that way. As long as, and the similar halacha we learnt also by offence. We had that, the Sefta brings a case of offence. If there's a fence that broke down, that broke between vineyard and a vegetable garden or crops, as long as he's busy fixing the fence, even though in the meantime the crops increased by 1/200, won't be awesome. But if he delayed and he had the opportunity to fix it and he didn't, then we apply the shear of 1/200th, and if it's not fixed, then we say, if he didn't uproot it, then we say it becomes osur ba'anah and has to be burnt. Whether the shear of 1/200th is midaraisa midrabanan, there's a machlekes. Some say it's midaraisa, it's learned out of the posuk hamaleya, pentiktash hamaleya, what is full, and the increase of 1/200th is called tiktash hamaleya. Others say it's mirabonim. How do you measure? How do you know if it's increased by 1/200th? Here, the Mefarshim Rishonim explain, we have a look and see how long does it take for the vegetable in its entirety to become dried. Once you pluck it from the ground, how long will it take for it to dry? If let's say it take 2 days to dry, then we will say that if it was there 1/200th of the time of 2 days, then we say that it has increased by 1/200th, then it's awesome. Others say, no, that's the Rambam's way of determining if it's increased by 0.5%, by 1/200th. Others say that you don't have to wait until the entire fruit or the entire vegetables dries up. What you do is you weigh the vegetables that grew in the offending vegetables that grew in the vineyard. You see how much it weighs. And then what you do is you see how long it takes for 1/200th of that weight to dry up. And if it waited in the ground, if it was in the ground long enough for that shear, then you can tell it's anchorist mosaim 1/200th. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Ravid. Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah comes to teach that kilaim that was sown in a kerem, in a vineyard, without intention, it was totally unintentionally. It happened, as we'll soon see some cases in the Mishnah. They don't become awesome. Because it says in the Torah, when it talks about the prohibition of kilei kerem, of mixing the seeds in the kerem, it says, pentiktash hamleya hazera asher tizra, lest the fullness of the produce which you sow will become tukdash, will become osur. Osur ba'anah, that means. And the pasuk says, asher tizra, which you sow, implying that only if it was sown with your intention, then it becomes osur ba'anah. otherwise not. Hoya Omer Bakerem, if he's standing in a vineyard, Anoflu Mimen Azraim, and seeds fell from him without his knowledge. Osha Yotso Imazval, more seeds came out with the fertilizer, and he had no idea that it came out with the fertilizer when he was fertilizing the vineyard. O Imamain, or when he was watering the vineyard, it came out with the water. Or Hazarayav Siya Ratuha Rach Lachrav, or he was sowing in the field and quite far away from the vineyard, but a storm came and blew it behind him into a vineyard without his knowledge. In all these cases, it was done unintentionally. And therefore, the halacha is that it won't become osur bana mutar, even what grew there more than 1/200th. However, if he can see it, if he saw it, and he had an opportunity to rip it out, to uproot it, and he didn't, then we apply the shear of 1/200th, if it increased 1/200th of its growth while mixed in this vineyard, then it will be awesome. Siaratu haruch lefano, continues the Mishnah. What happens if a stormy wind that was in front of him, it blew the seeds in a vineyard, but in front of him, and he saw it? Rabbi Kiva Omer Akiva says, Imasovim, if it was just starting to grow, it just started to grow from these seeds, it sprouted. Yufach, then he has to turn over the ground with a plow and uproot the asovim, these herbs, so they will not grow anymore. V'im aviv, if however it's already ripened, it's already almost ripened, but it hasn't yet reached a third of its growth. It's a further stage, but it's not yet a third of its growth. Yenapets, then you have to shake it out or you have to break it. There is a machlokes in Yerushalmi. What does yenapets mean? Rish Lakish holds that the Mishnah means to say that he has to, or Rabbi Kiva means to say that he has to shake out the seeds from the husks or from the kernels because they're osur. But the kernels themselves, the husks, are mutar. Rabbi Yochanan explains, no. He says yenapets means he has to destroy. He has to destroy the entire vegetable crop, or whatever he's sown there, whatever was sown there, because it's all osur bahano. Similarly, when it comes to the herbs at an earlier stage of growth, Rabbi Yochanan also holds it osur bahano. Why did the Mishnah use two different expressions, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Why by the asovim, by the herbs, did it say yufach? He has to turn it over. Whereas in the aviv, if it's already ripened, just below the one, just less than 1/3 of its ripening, why does the Mishnah use another word, yenapets? That's because, because that's the way the Mishnah is telling us how to destroy it. As long as it's just asovim, just at the herb stage, it's enough just to turn it over with a plow, and that will stop any further growth. But if it's already reached aviv, it's already reached a stage where it's just below the third of its ripening, of his ripeness, then he's chayv to completely shake it out and smash it. Says the Mishnah, who do we paskin like? Interesting, the Rambam paskins in our Mishnah, in his Pirush like Resh Lakish, which means you don't have to destroy it, you empty it out, the kash, the straw, the husk is mutter. But in his Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Kalayim, he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that you do have to destroy everything, including the husks. So far, we've talked about two cases when he saw the seeds blow in front of him by a storm in the vineyard, and it reached either just started to grow as a herb stage, or it reached the stage of just below 1/3. However, v'im hevia dogon, if he found that it had already come into it's already matured into grain in his vineyard, that's crops that have already reached a third of their final growth, then there's only one solution, tidalek. It has to be burnt, like the din of kilei kerem, and the whole thing is osur bana. And this is even according to Resh Lakish. What's the reason? And the Rambam adds that if he sees them and he kept them, then not only does he have to burn them, but he has to burn even the vines that are close by to them as well. Both gemelsa, the vines next to the vegetables and the vegetables themselves.